Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How y'all doing? Welcome back. Welcome any new listeners. I appreciate it. As always, thank you to everyone that takes the time out of their busy day to listen to me talk for 20 minutes. I really appreciate it. It really means a lot. So please tell your friends, share the podcast, and thanks. So today is a pretty special episode. I know it has a weird title, if you want to call numbers a title, but I guess it is because you got that book, 1984. That's the title. Good book, by the way. Listened to it not too long ago. That's right. I listened to it. I don't have a lot of time to read, so I actually will listen to books. So it's a lot better, and they can read a lot faster than I can. I'm horrible at reading. Horrible. So I'll listen. But I'm a terrible listener, too, so I don't know. But it's a lot easier to listen than it is to read these books. Anyway, special episode. I guess I'll open with that stuff and then kind of close angrily as I usually do. Why not end it on an angry note? I like it. I like that better. Very special weekend. Not only was it Memorial Day weekend, I had some personal family milestones. So went back to Rochester this weekend, my hometown, and we celebrated my parents' 40th wedding anniversary. So shout out to my parents, 40 years. 40 years. That's crazy. I think that's like as long as almost, is that twice as long as Nelson Mandela was in jail? So 40 of them, count them out. Very rare. I'm not even going to say these days. It's just, that's just a rare period for anybody to do anything for 40 years. So, yeah, man, I've been very fortunate to have great parents. I've had this example of what marriage should be throughout my family, actually. You know, I have multiple aunts and uncles who've been married for decades, and, you know, I've always looked up to them. They make it look easy, and it's not, you know. It's really not easy at all. It's almost like watching professional sports. You're like, I can do that. Or even watching, like, a great stand-up comic. It's like, all they're doing is talking. But it's just like, nah, man, there's a lot of stuff going on in the background in those comedy specials that if you don't have the eye for it, it seems like it's nothing, but it's very, very complicated. It's very well-crafted. You know, every word has been put in a certain place for a reason. It's just very tight. But it looks effortless because they've been doing it for so long. And I mean, it's just you watch LeBron and Steph Curry and all these great players play the game, and it's just like, man, I could get out there and play with those guys. It's like you couldn't. That's how I feel about my parents' marriage. It's like they make it look easy. You know, they've been doing it for 40 years. That is a long time, and it felt good to finally be able to do something for them, because my entire life they've always provided for me. Even as an adult, there are times like, hey, I need to hold something, and they looked out for me and my family. So my sisters and I, we all got together, and we pulled our money, and we got them a cruise to go anywhere that they want for about a week. So that felt great. That was a lot of fun. We all went and took pictures before. This is all a surprise to them. And then we went to a nice restaurant back in Rochester called, why am I drawing a blank? Italian restaurant. Can't think of the name. I am ruining my story. That's awful. Italian restaurant, steakhouse. It's not coming back to me. Of course it's not. But so we take the pictures. My sister had convinced them that we all wanted to go out to eat to this you know, restaurant after pictures, just the family. And they show up, and there's like 30 some odd people there, family, friends. We all yell surprise. They're shocked. They're crying. You know, we present them with the gift. They don't even know what to say. My dad's usually, he's a pretty quiet guy, but he was very thankful. I can tell he was getting emotional. You know, we had a photographer there. And, I mean, he was just so overwhelmed with everyone being there, the gift, that even my father, who doesn't speak very much, was even more speechless. My mom was excited. So it just felt good to be able to give them, give something back, because they've done so much for so many people over the years. And it was a good time, man. And I ran into an old high school friend at that restaurant, Megan. That was cool seeing her. Hadn't seen her in years. I'm so mad at myself that I cannot think of the name of that restaurant. It's like an Italian restaurant. It has like a, can I say a gangster theme? Kind of like a gangsterist type theme. They had a lot of cool caricatures of like all these old Italian baseball players and actors and actresses on the wall. Oh, I cannot remember the name of that place. It's not Satriali's. That's the pork store from The Sopranos. So that was a beautiful day, great day. And then Monday, my grandmother celebrated her 91st birthday. Isn't that crazy? 91. 91 years young. We had a lot of fun. You know, we gave her some gifts. We had cake. And, I mean, man, she's almost at 100, man. That's, she was like 12 when the Hindenburg blew up. 12. The Hindenburg was 1937. It's like she's almost seen it all. It's insane. I couldn't imagine. She lived through the 20s, the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, the 2010s. That's a long damn time. Long damn time. And I love her to death. I wish her many more birthdays. She is hilarious. It's funny how mean she's getting as she gets older. Just no filter. Like I was sitting in her room talking to her the other day, and just out the blue, she was just like, pretty much like, yo, you need to lose weight. You're getting fat. Just out the blue. We were talking about what she had for breakfast or something or whatever. Just something very mundane. And then it just went to going in like, you need to get that weight off of you because you're fat. Because I love you. Oh, okay, thanks. That's what, when you get older, that's basically what you can do. You just like say whatever is on your mind and go, it's because I love you. Hey, I don't like your wife. It's because I love you. I just need to. But I think as people get older, they might think about the end, and they feel like, I just want to say everything that is on my mind before I don't have the chance. And it's quite hilarious. I think it's hilarious. She's a great woman. And, it's 91. It's a beautiful thing, man. It's just, I couldn't imagine being 91. It's getting tough on her old bones, but she gets through it. She's sharp. And stop and talk to your grandparents every now and then. I know some people don't talk to them. Just give them a call, shoot them a letter, something. Just let them know you care. So happy birthday to my grandmother and happy anniversary to my parents. And I know I'm late on this, but I hope everyone enjoyed their Memorial Day. So shout out. Or a moment of silence. I think a moment of silence is more appropriate for all the men and women in uniform that gave their lives so that we can enjoy that day that we had off on Monday. And people, let's tone down the assholeness. You know, when people think military veterans on Memorial Day, we get it. It's for people who have passed away, but at least they're trying to think of people. I get it. It's for those who died. But they're trying to show some appreciation, all right? So there's no reason to jump down people's throats because they're thinking active duty people or people in the reserves or just people who are still alive. It's okay. It's quite all right. Yes, we should know what the holiday means, know what, you know, but there's no reason to become an asshole about it. So yeah, the trip to New York was great. We went down to the beach. We walked the pier. Miles had a good time. This is the first time I went home and I didn't get country sweet. I can't believe I didn't get it, but it's probably a good thing. I don't need to eat any more country sweet, especially according to my grandmother. I guess I could afford to skip a couple wings. Oh, also shout out to Woody Battaglia for putting me on his radio show Almost Tuesday on WAYO. Shout out to Chris Thompson, Andrea Springer, Malcolm Whitfield, also for being on the show. And if you want to check out the episode that I was on, if you go to, I believe it's www.wayofm.org, you should be able to find an archive episode on there, Almost Tuesday with Woody Battaglia. So please check that out. It was a lot of fun. So shout out to them for having me. Fun radio show. And cool studio. I think that was my first time actually being on live radio where you can't say a lot of things. So that was kind of weird. I was kind of worried about it. But I think once I had it in my mind, it's like, hey, you can't curse. You can't say this. You can't say that. It kind of just all fell into place. And it didn't even cross my mind to say those words. And maybe it was actually being in like in the studio environment that made me realize, like, I can't just say anything I want. This place is too nice. So. All right, so I think that was my weekend. Hung out with the family. Yeah, we did the anniversary dinner, grandmother's party. We didn't grill out. My mom ended up getting catered barbecue. Don't judge us. We are not uppity. It was a hectic weekend, and no one felt like breaking out the grills. It's a lot of work, a lot of cleanup. But yeah, we had some famous days, pretty good barbecue, and we kind of just hung out. Had some ribs and fell asleep. And I hope you guys enjoyed your holiday. All right. So moving on to my angrier stuff, if you want to call it that. To the real stuff. I feel awful. That's not the real stuff. To the topics. There you go. The topics. What's hot right now? The Harambo gorilla story out of Cincinnati. How do you feel about that, Chris? In a nutshell, you have parents who aren't paying attention. I can't say negligent. There it is. I got it. Negligent parents. I was afraid to say it. I felt like I was going to mess it up. I just hate to see when people are negligent and it costs, and it ends up costing someone, it ends up costing someone their life. And in this case, it was an animal. I just hate to see that, but it had to be done. Unfortunately, I understand there are not a lot of gorillas left in the world. There are way more people that deserve to be shot. That's mean, but it's true. Way more people deserve to be shot than a gorilla. But at the end of the day, you got a child there. And all I'll say is that kid, you better fucking do something with your life. Because people are going to be watching you from now on. Just like that kid from the Dr. Dre Chronic album. Like when his father's like, I'll die for this little African right here, point blank, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yeah, he put a lot of pressure on this little boy. Oh, this is what he said. He was like, if I got to die for this little African right here, I'm a dead motherfucker. Yeah, that dude. I really wish I knew where that kid was nowadays. Because I would be like, you know your father's on the greatest hip-hop album of all time saying that he would die for you. And I'm pretty sure as a black father, he said that. Like if he had to ever pick his son up from jail, it's like, you know, I'm on the Chronic. I'm quoted on the Chronic, son. Saying I would die for you and you're doing this dumb shit. That album went like quadruple platinum. Millions of people heard me say this, and look at this shit. Right before Lil Ghetto Boy, and now you're just another Lil Ghetto Boy. I should have never said that. You're not shit. I'm sorry that I ruined that album. Sorry, I went off on a tangent there. But yeah, on a serious note, it had to be done, man. My first thought, too, was like, they could have tranquilized it, but those animals do kind of go nuts when you shoot them with a tranquilizer off the initially. So, I mean, he was dragging that kid around like a rag doll anyway. That kid only had so much time before he was going to get ripped apart by that gorilla. And unfortunately, his parents not paying attention. And you know what people say? Well, the zoo needs to make sure that people can't. They put enough fences up. The kid's three. It's just like, look, man, we can only make it childproof so much. Part of the responsibility is watching your kid. So I'm not going to blame the zoo. I'm going to blame the parents. They should have been watching their kid. And I understand. I have a three-year-old. I lose them in my own house sometimes. But when you're at a zoo or just in public, you really got to watch your kids. And to be missing for that long, it's just a lot of it just falls on them. So unfortunately, it had to be done. I like animals, but I would never put an animal over a human being. Depends on how shitty of a person you are. But actually, I would never do that. I think a human life is way more valuable than an animal's life. But it's just sad to see such a beautiful creature have to be killed because someone not paying attention. I'll say that. So that's my thoughts on that. And I guess last week, and it kind of happened somewhat quietly, the police officer who was being accused of the death of Freddie Gray, if you guys remember that last year, the Baltimore incident that happened with the guy who died in the back of that police van. Cop went on trial and was found not guilty. They won't be pressing charges. And this is what I hate about certain conservative people. They talk about how, why do we have to see race? Race is, you know, why are you bringing up race? Race really isn't a thing. If you see, they think race just, it just causes problems. And if people could just not see it, things would be a lot better. But they always bring it up when it benefits them. So this cop isn't indicted. This cop isn't charged, or whatever terminology you want to use. And I see this tweet from a handle, conservative tweets. So some right wing person tweets these tweets, and the tweet is, it's a picture of a black judge, and it goes, just in case you're wondering, this is the quote unquote racist judge that found the cop not guilty. That's the type of shit that they do. This is the racist judge. He's black. He found the cop not guilty, so it's fine. That's what I can't stand about the certain aspects of conservative politics. It's just like, you want to now, because this judge is black, you want to use this to your advantage. See, look, the black guy said he didn't do it, so it's fine. Any other time, like, black people support black people, even with all the evidence, it's purely with conservatives, it's purely based on race. There were plenty of black people that said that they saw Mike Brown with his hands up. You didn't want to believe that. Nah, you're just saying that because you don't like cops. You're just sticking up for the black dude. But then, you had some black dude people like, yeah, he did kind of charge him. It's like, see, they're right. People only take black opinion when we say something negative towards other black people. That's the only time our point is valid. Any other time, it's just, no, you're just covering for the other black person, or you're just taking their side because they're black. There's another video that's been floating around too, from another conservative news outlet, if you want to call it that. Watch this video. This is sick. Watch this black Trump hater. Watch what he says to this black Trump supporter. And I watched the video, and there's some black dude calling this black Trump supporter, like, he's calling him Bryant Gumbel. And it's just being stupid and ignorant. And they're like, oh, this video is so sick. This is insane how this black guy is treating this other black guy because he supports Trump. It's just like, honestly, what does his race have to do with anything? Since conservatives always ask that question, What does this race have to do with anything? That's just two people on different sides of a political argument that don't like each other, and he's calling them names. How is that any different than two white dudes doing it? No, you want to make it a news story and try to show how black people treat other black people when they don't think like them. But you do the same thing. That would not be a video. Watch this white anti-Trump supporter treat this white Trump supporter like crap. Look at this. This is sick. This is disgusting. That video has nothing to really do with the actual politics. That video was made purely to try to convince white voters or a certain sect of the conservative party, like, this is how black people do each other. Look at this. When the candidates are doing it to each other, talking about each other's wives, calling each other stupid, Mexican. I mean, this Donald, that's all Donald Trump does, is talk shit about people. It's not a big problem. But you have two black dudes arguing about their politics, and now it's a black-on-black issue? No, it's just two people who are passionate about their politics being stupid and calling each other names. Well, one more than the other. But it's not an issue. It's been done. This is what happens. Just like when you see people hanging effigies of President Obama, oh, this has always been done. This is nothing new. But yet, this video of two black people fighting about their politics is sick. I can't stand that, man. They never want to talk about race, but it only comes up when it benefits them. That's the only time it comes up. Look at this racist. This is the racist judge. Black people can't be racist. And that too. He can't be racist. Any other time, black people can't be impartial, we can't be objective. Look at the Trayvon Martin thing. No black people on that jury. They didn't think we had it in us to just be impartial. Now, if this Freddie Gray judge found that cop guilty, these same exact people would go, of course he was convicted, or of course he's going to be indicted. It's a black judge. See? That's why we can't have the black judges doing blah, 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 because they're always going to stick up for the black person. The same people would have the opposite opinion. There's a show. That's a show. Thanks for listening. Peace out.